I remember hearing the expression of a preacher one time. He was preaching about the power of faith, and he said, if you believe it, you can achieve it. You've probably heard things like this, positive affirmations. If you believe it, you can achieve it. There are a lot of versions of this kind of slogan. Another version goes, if my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. I thought of this expression again in light of today's gospel, because it seems at first as if we're reflecting on two cases of people who believed and achieved. The first one is Jairus, one of the officials in the synagogue in Capernaum, who believes that Jesus can heal his 12-year-old daughter. And we can imagine what Jairus is going through, the concern of any father who has a young daughter. I mean, here's his daughter, she's on the threshold of maturity. He's probably looking forward to when she can get married and have children, and now she's here at the point of death. So he turns to Jesus with this earnest plea, please, please come, lay your hands on her that she may get well and live. And then the second case is inserted in the middle of the story. There's this unnamed woman in the crowd. She believes that Jesus can cure her hemorrhage. She's also at the point of desperation, like Jairus. She's sick, she's been bleeding for 12 years. No one's helped her. In her culture, remember, that condition left her ritually unclean, impure because of the flow of blood. And no one has helped her. She's used up all her money and she's only gotten worse. But she has heard of Jesus, and now she takes the risk of entering into this big crowd of people, which she wasn't supposed to do, and she reaches out to touch him, or touch his cloak. She says to herself, if I but touch his clothes, I shall be cured. So two events that we reflect on is a kind of two-for-one deal today about sickness. This is actually closer to our own experience than what we had last Sunday. Remember last Sunday, we reflected on being in a boat in a violent storm, and Jesus calms the storm. And we had to take that story symbolically because most of us don't experience being in boats on storms very often. But today's gospel mentions something that we do experience. We all experience sickness. Our loved ones experience sickness. And sometimes serious illnesses, and sometimes people die of sicknesses. And we all know this. So we can reflect on this experience. And these two cases, Jairus, or the daughter of Jairus, and the woman with the flow of blood, they seem to be, well, they are both cases of faith and healing. The faith that leads to healing. Now, some preachers, and actually a lot of internet experts, will take the example of the woman in the crowd, and they will tell us that this story means that if we believe strongly enough, well, then we get what we ask for. After all, this is what Jesus tells her, right? Daughter, your faith has saved you. That's what Jesus says. Your faith has saved you. Pinagaling ka ng iyong pananalig. So these internet experts will say, if you have faith, you will be cured. And if you don't get cured, it's because of your lack of faith. It's your own fault if you're sick, or if you're poor, or if you're unemployed, or if you die. Because if you had enough faith, well then, you would be able to change all that. If you believe it, you can achieve it. That's the slogan. If you believe it, you can achieve it. Right? No, not really. Not really. Why? Because that slogan or that attitude puts us in charge of our own lives, not God. Faith is not a way of for us to have power over God. That's not faith. Faith is our way of giving God power over us, or allowing him to do what he wants to do in us. Allowing God to be in charge of us. Saying to God, your will be done, not my will. That's faith. You see, there's something missing in this saying, if you believe it, you can achieve it. And what's missing is God. Much better to say, if you believe it, God can achieve it. If you believe it, God can achieve it. I'm not discounting the importance of thinking positively. There's something to that. Positive thinking can really help us overcome personal obstacles, achieve greater results, yes. You can try it out. I mean, it's important in sports or in business or in school, because if we go into a situation believing that we will fail, we probably will fail, right? And if we go into a situation with confidence that we will succeed, we probably will succeed. But that's not what this gospel is about. It's not just confidence. When the woman reached out to touch Jesus' cloak, she was not striving for some greater personal achievement. She was touching the Lord. She was reaching out to God. She was placing herself in his presence, opening herself to his power, not the power of her positive thinking. And this is what faith really does. What do you do when you pray? Do you really put yourself in the hands of God, opening yourself to the power of God? When we pray, our focus is not really on getting what we want. Our focus is on Jesus the Lord, or it should be. Now, in the case of Jairus, it's a little bit harder, and so it requires more faith. His little daughter actually dies before Jesus even gets there to heal her. And so when that happens, everybody, even people with faith, say, well, okay, that's it. It's too late. Forget about it. The people in the crowd say, why trouble the teacher any longer? And that question, why trouble the teacher any longer, reveals a problem. Because their attitude is that asking Jesus for help is troubling him. And we can only bother him so much, and then we should stop. Or else he'll get tired of us, maybe even get rid of us. Now that attitude does not reflect the reality of the love of God. God does not get bothered by our prayers. There's not a limit to how many times we can ask him. He doesn't get bothered if we are praying in faith. Now he does get bothered by empty words. He gets bothered by hypocrisy, by pride and boasting, yeah. But he never gets tired of hearing us express the deep longing of our hearts. He never gets tired of hearing our cries, hearing our joys, hearing our hopes, hearing our sorrows. That's what love is like. Love doesn't get tired, and God doesn't get tired of us. So never listen to the voices that say, don't bother to pray, or don't bother praying anymore, or you've prayed enough already. Don't listen to that. It didn't work, so don't bother the Lord anymore. That's nonsense. Jesus in the gospel ignores the reaction of the crowds. They say, don't trouble the teacher anymore. He ignores it, and he turns to Jairus, who by this time must have been just stunned and grief-stricken at the news that his daughter died. And Jesus gives him a very important lesson. I think, in fact, this is probably the most important line of the whole gospel this morning. He says, do not be afraid. Just have faith. Do not be afraid. Just have faith. Sa Tagalog, huwag kang mabagabag, manalig ka. Jesus reveals here that he's well aware of the struggle that goes on in our hearts, the struggle between fear and faith. You see, fear tells us that things won't work out well for us, or probably won't work out, and that God might not take care of us. Fear tells us that he doesn't really care that much about us, that we have to protect ourselves, take care of ourselves, have a plan B, That's what fear says. But faith tells us, no, God is good, God is powerful, God loves us, and that if we are united with Him, if we are in His will, He will make things work out for the good in the end. He will overcome sickness. He will overcome suffering. He overcomes even death itself. That's what faith tells us. So the point of Jesus raising this 12-year-old girl back to life is not that she's going to live on and on in this world. And after all, she dies again later on, at some point. The point is, Jesus is the Lord of life. He has come to give life. He's come to save us. He's on our side. We can trust in Him. We don't have any just reason to remain in fear if we are with Him, if we touch Him with faith. So what Jesus reveals in these two miracles is something that the first reading this morning says very well. The Book of Wisdom says, God did not make death, nor does He rejoice in the destruction of the living, for He fashioned all things that they might have being. Then a little further down it says, God formed man to be imperishable. The image of His own nature He made him. God, who is full of life, wants us to be full of life. He wants us to live forever, in fact. And we can be sure that He loves us, that He does not want us to suffer eternal death. He would rather die Himself than allow us to die in sin. And He did die. He has died. That's why we keep the crucifix before us all the time, to show us how much God loves us and how much He has done for us. He has died, but He has also risen. He has conquered death forever. That's our faith. That's the response of faith. So if we give in to fear, we only block the work of God. But if we have faith, we open the way for God to do what He wants to do anyway. Faith opens us to healing. Faith opens us to peace. Faith opens us to new life. So let us put our faith not in our own positive thinking, but in the healing and life-giving touch of Jesus Christ the Lord.